Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL FM. Say, we were just breaking down that backyard barbecue in the winter, and I just wanted to throw one thing out there, is that resist the temptation to move your grill into the garage. It's just not safe. I don't like it. There's things in the garage that can catch on fire. Leave it where it is. Man up. Put some clothes on and get out and, grill.
You got nothing to worry about, Jop.
Yep.
We have an intelligent audience.
Yep.
Okay.
Exactly.
You know, listening to Dick Vermeil there, it's funny, I was out in the shop helping Jordan make a grandma's Christmas present, and my phone rings, it's Dick Vermeil. I'm like, how cool is this? You're out in your garage, and Dick Vermeil calls you. That doesn't happen a whole lot.
Well, no, that's because you're a celebrity, Bob. That's
no,
why.
No, it's just because I have some great friends, like Kenny Peterson from Round Barn. What's up, Kenny?
Oh, what's up, guys? I think I'm hanging out with the two coolest guys in Grand Rapids. I didn't know you guys rolled with Dick Vermeil. That's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Between that and the rap on your guys' show, you're going to be celebrities in no time.
I hope so, because just being a grill rep isn't the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah. Well, you know what really does it is that we get to hang with guys like you that bring in beer, wine, and spirits, all made from the same place.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the Round Barn Distillery, Winery, Brewery.
And
man,
brewery.
You got a lot going on there.
Yes. You know, it started in the early 90s by the Morse family. It was originally called Heart of the Vineyard. They changed their name in the early 2000s to the Round Barn because of the huge Amish barn that was transported to support a still. And they had been doing wine. You know, Rick was the original winemaker at Tabor Hill, so he had coined a number of the classics that come from our area, but wanted to get into other things. Sent the boys to Europe for an expedition and to learn some knowledge, and they came back with a still. So that's where the vodka got introduced. That was in 2008. We're now doing rum and bourbon in addition to that in the tasting room. So there's not a whole lot we're not dabbling in. And now we're introducing 8 beers that are going to be available here in Grand Rapids. So
that's great.
It's an alcoholic Disneyland, man.
What a prolific company, though.
Yes, yes. And growing, you know, by leaps and bounds. My desk, coming from Tabor Hill, moved a whole quarter of the mile. And it was always a dream to get with these guys because, you know, I went to high school with Matt and Chris and their lovely wife, Nicole. It's truly a family operation over there, and they're looking to grow by leaps and bounds, and I'm happy to help them out.
Well, you've got a lot of family roots just in that area and in the whole wine industry. I mean, that's... You probably,
you
had a nipple on a wine bottle when you were a baby.
I wish it was that cool, Bob. But, no, it was more like a baseball bat and a glove. I was raised to play ball until that reality stopped. And, you know, recently I went out to Napa Valley a couple years ago, and I thought that I would be looking for my next big job. And we went by, in Modesto, we went by Gallo, and my wife thought it was ExxonMobil. She thought it was a refinery. And that's when it really clicked to me. That and being in the tasting room and showing people we were from Michigan and getting more attention than the people in Napa Valley, like, oh, we hear Michigan's the next best thing. What are you doing in Michigan? And I think I gave out 500 business cards in a span of a week. So that realized that what we were doing in Michigan was truly, truly special, and we were really, really blessed to do so, and it's just a lot of fun.
Well, one of the greatest things about seeing you is actually sampling some of your great wares. What do we got to sample here?
Today we got some great grill favorites. I brought the, we have a sister winery as well called Free Run, and this is all estate-grown, handmade, small-batch wines, and out of the Free Run label today, I brought the Dry Gewurztraminer. You can pair this with the spiciest thing, Jamaican jerk chicken off the grill, and it'll still stand up to it. It's very, very good. And Matthew, our winemaker, incorporates a lot of the European aspects into his wine. Took a couple trips to Europe and really, really got some great knowledge. It seems like all of the wines are very, very clean, very, very food friendly, and they're a great expression of our Lake Michigan Shore region.
We've got another local celebrity back there. Tim Sobey just walked in from Sobey's Meats. We got to get him a sample of this wine.
Awesome.
Because this would go with a good Gewurz. Would go with what?
You know, Jamaican jerk chicken is always my favorite with a Gewurztraminer. And this is a dry style. Usually you think Gewurztraminer and you're thinking sweet Thanksgiving table with turkey and stuffing. This one's going to be dry. So it's kind of like the Gewurz for a Chardonnay drinker to put on the dinner table.
If you're just tuning in, you listen to the Grilling Guys. We're live and local out at Siciliano's Market, 2840 Lake Michigan Drive, and we're talking with Kenny Peterson from Round Barn Winery, Distillery, Brewery. We're breaking down a little bit of this Free Run Cellars wine, but Kenny also brought with you some beer. Let's talk a little bit about the varieties of beer that you're making there, too, as well.
Yeah, there's 8 varieties in total that the guys are making out there. There's going to be 4 available right off the bat here at Siciliano's. And I brought the Coco Stout, which is a great winter drinker, similar to a Guinness. We use, I think, anywhere from 15 to 30 pounds of chocolate in each batch, so it's got a nice, nice chocolate finish. Very, very clean. Again, food-friendly. The oak-aged IPA, again, we incorporated a little bit of our wine techniques with the oak aging. A great IPA for that grilled salmon off the grill with a nice honey glaze or something. The citrus is going to stand up to it. It's a great food. And then we also, our number one selling beer is a German Kolsch, actually. And that is like a light German-style ale. And then I also brought the amber. Everybody knows an amber. You want it with your barbecue chicken in both the summertime and the wintertime.
Wow. I'm dying to try some of that cocoa stout. That just, what beautiful label and everything. I mean, a lot of times people will buy this stuff because of what it looks like. That doesn't look like a crazy, extreme, you know, beer you're going to buy because it's got a crazy name. It just says what it is. It's a cocoa stout. That sounds delicious.
Hey, Kenny, if somebody wanted to come down and visit the tasting room, where are you guys located?
We've got actually 2 locations. One is very, very conveniently located off of I-94 at Exit 6 in Union Pier. And then if you want to make your way out to the main winery, that's out in Baroda, which is really nice because we're one of 6 different wineries out there. So we always say bring a designated driver and make it a good weekend.
Sure.
Because,
yeah.
You know, within 5 miles, you've got 5 tasting rooms. You've got Wally from Domain, Hickory Creek, Tabor Hill, Lemon Creek. It's really, really, really a special place.
Wally's a fun guy.
Oh, he's a lot of fun. And making great, great red wines.
Oh, he didn't have any steelhead either. He came up, we had him. The whole reason I had him on the show was so he'd bring some steelhead.
That's the worst thing about Domain Barion. They always run out of the great, great stuff that they make.
Yeah, well, yeah. I'll tell you, this Gewürztraminer is phenomenal. It is dry, and you can pick up just a touch of that pineapple in there.
Right.
I didn't think that sounded very
good. It's very food-friendly.
Really.
And this union here that I brought is kind of neat. Its name, union, signifies a union between a vinifera and a hybrid. And we use Chamberson, Bacchus Noir, and then we also use Cabernet Sauvignon. So kind of taking an old-world grape with a new world grape, all from Lake Michigan Shore.
And it's close to Union Pier.
That's right. If you can find it in Union Pier.
That's right.
You can see our tasting room. It looks like a big round barn right off of I-94, so you can't miss it.
And you don't have to join a union to drink it.
You don't, and not that I recommend anybody trying to, but we do, we'll take any drinkers in Michigan. Come on now.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, Kenny, man, you've outdone yourself here. We've got a lot of treats and a lot of varieties. The last thing I want to touch on is the vodka. Can you break that down for us real quick?
Sure. Divine Vodka is something that came out of the company in 2008, and the big thing is we distill it from grapes. So they say that that's a smoother technique to use. Yes, it's a little bit more expensive, but it's a high-end vodka. It'd actually be Grey Goose and Belvedere and Kettle One in a blind tasting by Chicago Magazine in 2010. So it's a really, really high-end vodka, but we don't stop there. We also just came out with a rum, a Divine Rum, which is actually distilled
pushing my button
from black molasses. It's a very, very clean rum, similar to a Bacardi, very, very nice. And then also we've got a Baroda bourbon in the divine bourbon. So if it's, like I said, it's an alcoholic Disneyland, there's nothing you can't find that we don't have.
That I can see why you signed up with those folks, because Your briefcase is now totally stacked.
You know, I smile every day even wider, and that's hard to believe.
Well, that's great, Kenny. Thanks so much for joining us today, and we're going to enjoy a little bit of this tastings after the show here. But coming up next, we're going to bring this train to the station, wrap the show up, and we're going to talk a little bit more about Siciliano's, this wonderful place where we're at. We're going to do a little man law and finish with smoking in the boys' room. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
I'm wasting all my time, 'cause when you're standing oh so near, I kind of lose my mind.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.